This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can promise you that you'll always be my best friend. Till the end when we part, I will give you my heart and I'll promise to love you with all that it is. And I'll promise to be there whenever you need me, because you'll always be my best friend. You'll always be my best friend.
On air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Out on vacation. He's in London taking some well-deserved time off. He'll be back with us next week. Now, ladies, it is 2 weeks from today that America will pick its next president. President number 45 will be named, or at least we hope. Hopefully there won't be a lot of recounts and such.
I think there will be either way.
I think there might be, but yeah. AMC Theaters is going to do something kind of cool. They're teaming up with CNN to bring election night coverage to America and to AMC Stubbs members. So if you don't know, the AMC Theater chain has this program called Stubbs. And it's really cool. It gets you discounts at the concession stand. You can upgrade your popcorn, your drinks. It gives you money back for purchases, gives you free tickets on your birthday, that kind of thing. And so for AMC Stubbs members, you can go to 50 theaters in 25 major markets that are participating. And you can choose between election night result viewing parties at theaters designated by either blue for Democrats or red for Republicans. So depending on who wins, they'll be crying in one room and cheering in the other. And it's the first time that AMC, and maybe any theater chain for that matter, has actually offered these viewing parties in their theaters on election night when very few people are out going to the movies anyway. So it's kind of smart from a business perspective. On November 8th, the AMC Theater, hoping that their regular moviegoers will bring two guests each, will become election party goers. The events will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. According to the program, AMC Stubbs members are welcome, but you have to RSVP for either theater in their market, regardless of political affiliation. So this is kind of cool. You can find places L.A., New York, Chicago, Baltimore, Miami, Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Detroit, and the big swing state cities, Columbus, Ohio, Denver, Colorado. Really kind of interesting.
I mean, is this something that you would go to? Because I would never want to. Really?
Oh, I would love it. You know,
but like, but you can't mingle. Like, it's not a party. You're stuck sitting in a seat. You know, like, I mean, who really? I don't know. I mean, good luck to them if it works. But I don't know people who would really want to like sit there and not be entertained while you're waiting, you know, like
well,
while you're waiting.
It's kind of interesting. The key here is that they're dividing up by party. So Republicans will be in one room, Democrats are in the other. And here's why that matters. You know, as part of my many jobs that I like to collect, some people do stamps, I do jobs. I do a political show, both in the mornings and in the afternoons on a couple of stations here in Southern California. And as part of that, we've done some debate viewing parties at movie theaters and at the luxury movie theaters where you get to sit back in the nice plush easy chairs, you know, you get
nice.
They serve beer and wine, they have, you know, high-end sausages instead of hot dogs and popcorn, so it's kind of fun. And what's great about it is that people actually chat during the election night viewing, even though it's a movie theater and you're supposed to be quiet. Everybody kind of yays and boos, and you feel sort of the excitement in the room. Mm-hmm. And there's something, it almost turns into like a sporting event where there is something that connects people who are rooting on the same team. Obviously we don't like this to be true, but it kind of is that politics is a team sport these days, and it's fun. It's like there's a sense of camaraderie in the room. So I don't know. To me, it doesn't sound like a terrible idea.
I hope it doesn't. Well, the debates, I could imagine the debates being really fun to watch. It's only an hour and a half or whatever, and you're sitting there and it's constant entertainment. I could see that, but election results kind of tend to trickle in slowly. So I wonder, I mean, if they're opening the doors at 7, I wonder if people won't show up until later on, you know, like as we get closer to actual results.
Right.
It'll be interesting. I just hope that nothing, because even though you register, you can choose which party you are aligned with, but the rooms could actually be mixed. So I hope that we don't have any negative stories the next day from it. It's been a very contentious year.
I know. And apparently, I mean, you probably have some security concerns, I would imagine,
yeah,
too. So that would be one issue about the movie theaters. Now, also going on in the news, there's been a lot of focus on the crime, the terrorist activity going on in Paris right now. And Kim Kardashian, of course, remember, she was the victim of being held at gunpoint. Robbers stole her jewelry. Well, apparently she's not the only one. Banks in Paris have become almost impenetrable. Their cash dispensed by wire and ATMs are guarded by keys. Computerized procedures, and that has kind of thwarted heists and holdups. So now there is this new phenomenon that we saw Kim Kardashian experience called homejacking, which is robbing the rich in their residence and getting the rewards of a country where high taxes, particularly on the wealthy, have led to keeping large amounts of cash, jewelry, and other valuables at home. Old rich people apparently are very vulnerable, according to the Paris chief inspector. Business owners, restaurant owners are also targets because they have cash at home. It's quick.
Right.
You can get a lot of money in a very short time. And these homejackings have plagued France for many years, but this new wave has sort of represented the new type of gangster in France. And it seems to be what happened to Kim seems to be their MO. They bound the victim. They separate family members if there's some present. And then they force the victims to give up safes full of jewelry and cash. It seems to be the new reality for people in Paris,
yeah.
Victoria.
And they're the thieves get away on bicycles or on foot because, you know, they know where the traffic cameras are, where security cameras are placed around the city and where they aren't. I mean, these are Parisian, this is homegrown. The chief inspector in this interview actually called it terrorism. And he said,
yeah,
Kim Kardashian was actually a victim of homegrown terrorism. And you don't think of thieves as being terrorists, but, you know, it's interesting that the tax code is even being brought into this in France because the taxes in France are very high on the wealthy. And it's interesting that people are keeping more jewelry and cash at home in safes instead of putting them in banks or declaring income, things like that. So it's a terrible phenomenon. And, you know, France has had a rough time between the truck that exploded in, was it in Nice, right? Was it
Nice? In Nice. And then it didn't explode, but it drove through the crowd, killing all of those people. And you just have a lot of
and then the nightclub.
Terror cells.
Yeah.
Right. That
and then the nightclub. Yeah, Bataclan and the nightclub in Paris, that was last November, I think, right? We're coming up on 1 year.
Yeah, and you know, I never like to do fear tactics, but we do have to beware because a lot of what we see happening in the U.S. has already started to happen in Europe. A lot of it with the immigrants that have come in and sort of settled into these Islamic terror ghettos, they call them, where people just don't go in and out, and this is where these terror cells develop. But you also have this idea of really high taxes where people decide to pull their money out of the system, and
mm-hmm.
we are headed in that direction. You know, people have embraced sort of this socialist mentality, which will require higher taxes from the middle class and from the wealthy to pay for these services. And so is this going to be the new reality where people are just sort of pulling their money from banks and keeping things at home? Quite frankly, one of the things that really upsets me most, it's on my ballot in California, is the legalization of marijuana. And it's not that I have a problem necessarily. I know it's become a very acceptable part of culture. It's not like we can even suck that back in. I mean, it's become a regular part of people. People accept other people smoking pot. What bothers me is that it is against the federal law to be in possession or to consume or use marijuana. But if you legalize it state by state, like you see in Colorado and Washington, California probably next, is that those business owners can't put the money into a bank. They have to keep it in their shop or in a safe or somehow.
Oh, really?
And this kind of opens up a whole other thing that people never talk about. Does that money, how are they really appropriately taxing that money, number one? And number two, does this open up sort of a new underbelly of criminal behavior, of business dealings that are in cash? I mean, there's a lot to really think about here before you just go and vote. It's not just pot, yes or no. There are a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration with that, but to avoid situations like this. All right, more as we continue. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 15 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs. Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Maybe you're not a numbers guy. Maybe you don't know the difference between pi r squared and pi r round. Doesn't matter. Proving only the Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker cargo van stacks up is a piece of cake. The Metris Worker has 57 cubic feet more cargo volume than the Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase. That's about the size of a New York City apartment these days. And if you want to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, you can carry three of them in the Metris Worker. With a Ford Transit Connect, the third gorilla walks. The Metris Worker has more capabilities than a Transit Connect, and with a $25,995 starting price, has a low cost of ownership. Ain't math grand? The Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker Cargo, starting at $25,995. See your local dealer or go to mbvans.com. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris Worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Comparison based on publicly available vehicle specifications for the 2016 Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. On Air, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Dougie out on vacation, Kara Schillen at the controls. The Girl Scouts. No, it's not Girl Scout cookie season yet, but Girl Scouts may be becoming known for more than just their cookies. That's right. Now they may be known for breakfast cereal. General Mills has confirmed this week that it's planning to launch two cereals themed around Girl Scout cookies. I'm so excited because these are my two favorite kinds, you guys.
What is it?
Thin Mints and nice. Caramel Crunch. The Girl Scout cereals will be available nationwide starting in January. And again, it's a limited time, limited edition, but we'll see. Obviously, if there's some success, you'll probably see more of this. The two flavors, again, that are out there on the market in January, one is Thin Mints that will taste just like the real version of Thin Mints sold by the Girl Scouts. Chocolate wafers with a little zing of spearmint. The other is Caramel Crunch, which appears to have the taste of the Caramel Delights or the Samoa cookies.
Oh, I love Samoas.
I do too.
Ooh, yum.
So good. So they'll have that coconut caramely flavor. And the marketing idea behind this, I think, is pretty smart. You know, you've seen other companies like ice cream providers that will do the partner with the Girl Scouts and do Thin Mints or Samoa ice creams. What do you think about the cereals? I mean, it's not great for our diets, but sounds pretty tasty.
You know, now that we're talking about it, I'm surprised they haven't done it sooner.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We just did a story about pot. I mean, this goes hand in hand.
There you go.
Thin Mint cereal. I love it. Let us know if you're interested in this. If you would try the Girl Scout cookie cereal, you can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, or on Twitter at DJV Show. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen at the controls at 21 past the hour.
Hunters. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
At the controls, Dougie out on vacation. This is Adam Levine and Maroon 5. And I love stories like this. You know, so often there are negative stories about celebrities floating all over the place. This one is a great story. On Saturday, Adam Levine made a 16-year-old boy's dream come true when he responded to the teen's amazing cover of Maroon 5's She Will Be Loved after he underwent heart surgery. How incredible is this?
Wow.
This is Will Hunt. That's the boy's name. He sang the song while in intensive care unit at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville. The video, now viral, of course. You can see it. Will plays the keyboard and sings while sitting next to his dad on a hospital bed. His brother, Mac, captured the moment and shared it on Twitter on Friday, writing, "Currently, my 16-year-old brother is dealing with heart failure and is at Vanderbilt Hospital. Just thought I would share at Will Hunt 190. I love you." This makes me sad.
I know,
after
right?
After getting a hold of the video, Adam Levine reposted it to his account and wrote, "It's hard to express with words what it feels like to know you've helped someone in this way. So instead, I'll just share. Nice job, kid." Moments later, Will excitedly responded to Adam saying, "I can't breathe. Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm your number one fan. This is crazy."
Probably that's not something you want to hear.
Safest reaction with the heart patient.
"I can't breathe." That's not something you want to hear from a kid who's had heart failure surgery, but wow, what a wonderful
story.
Very
sweet.
I mean,
to know that you have made an impact in one of your idols' life, I mean, it's a big deal. So
yeah.
Thoughts and prayers going out to Will Hunt and his family for a full, healthy recovery. Now, also going on in the viral sphere, Mariah Carey and her kids pulled all the stops for their annual Halloween bash.
Good old Mimi.
No surprise, because Mariah Carey is such a diva. On Saturday, she hosted her annual Halloween bash in Los Angeles. She brought out her ex-husband, Nick Cannon, like he was on a shelf somewhere. Twins, Moroccan and Monroe, and a whole plethora of stars. Floyd Mayweather was there, Master P, the rapper, of course. This year, Mariah opted for a tight red latex devil costume. Nick went as Luigi, and his son went as Mario. That's very cute. Monroe dressed as Rapunzel.
Because she can't upstage her mother.
That's right. If kids are like their mother, then this will be the first of many Halloween costume changes this year. I think it's kind of fun. Look, Mariah takes a lot of hits. She's a little kooky. But she has a Halloween party. Her kids get to dress up. That's kind of a fun thing. I mean, it's got to be amazing as to grow up as Mariah Carey's kid at one of her Halloween bashes, right?
You would think so, yeah. I mean, I hope so. Nick seems like he's such a great dad, and he's just such a nice guy. I'm a huge fan of Nick Cannon. Just as a person, I really like him. But, you know, you have to wonder, like, what's it like if Mariah Carey's your mom? You know, I mean, I saw a preview last night for her new show, her new reality show, and she's sitting in a negligee, and she's literally talking to the camera saying, this is just what I wear at home. I don't know what normal people do. Like, what do normal people wear? Like, it's like, what? How are you a normal mom then?
Pretty
it'll be a good,
right?
It'll be a really interesting reality show. I think I'm definitely tuning in.
Yeah, I think you won't be the only one, by the way. This is Mariah's got lots of kookiness, and so I think people, at least for the first couple of episodes, will want to tune in to see exactly what her life is like.
Well, just her sunglasses rule alone. I mean, certain lighting, she has to wear sunglasses.
Oh, boy. And a peek into her closet, I'm sure it'll be kind of fun, too. All right, 28 past the hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I can't sleep at night when you are on my mind. Bobby Womack's on the radio, listen to me.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Parental involvement may be the key to getting the best teachers into the classroom and keeping them there. Saying thanks every so often doesn't hurt either. Jay Curtis has more.
According to a new University of Phoenix College of Education survey, parental involvement is not only important to a child's future in the classroom, but it's also important for good teacher recruitment and retention. Pamela Rogman, academic dean for University of Phoenix College of Education, explains.
As a former K-12 teacher, I saw firsthand how parents play an integral role in the education of their child. But according to 62% of K-12 teachers surveyed, fewer than 25% of parents are involved in their child's classroom.
Often parents think that to be involved in their child's learning, they have to spend time in their child's classroom, and usually it's much easier than that.
Be proactive. Don't wait until there is an issue to reach out. Keep a regular dialogue going with your child's teacher, whether that's email, a social media group, a classroom website, or even handwritten notes.
For more information about University of Phoenix College of Education, go to phoenix.edu/education. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Past the hour, it's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I am Victoria. I'm missing the D and the J. Dougie's on vacation in England, and Jen is had to skip out of the studio. She's on her way to the second of her 17 jobs that she has a day in radio. So it's just me with Kara Schillen, and you can follow us on Twitter at DJVShow. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/DJVShow. I am On Air Victoria. That's my Twitter handle and Instagram. And Kara is at C Schillen. So now we welcome, we're going to do a little Halloween fun. We're going to welcome Victoria Bullis, friend of the show, psychic to the stars. We love her so much. And we're going to get some Halloween tips. Welcome, Victoria.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'm getting so excited now that we're only a few days away. I'm starting to think about a costume because I like to do everything last minute. So I'm thinking about what should I do this year for a costume? I want to do something that's off the beaten path. And so I know you and I actually spoke yesterday. We were talking about just fun things for Halloween and what we can do to help ghost hunting enthusiasts and people who want to get a little spooky on Halloween night. So we're going to have some tips from you on what to do and what not to do. So let's start out with some ghost hunting fans. If you are a fan of ghost hunting, is there a better chance? I know so many people want to know this. Is there a better chance of actually seeing a ghost or a spirit on Halloween versus any other time of the year?
Yes, and the reason is that people all over the world are putting their attention on Halloween stuff starting about, 3 weeks before, in a lot of cases a couple of months before. And when you think about things, group energy, synergy counts. So people are wondering if they should walk around a cemetery, if they'll see something, and they think about costumes just like you. By the way, when you were wondering what to wear, for some bizarre reason, I'm seeing it again. I saw you dress as a pickle. I don't know why.
A pickle?
Double meaning? I don't know, but I'm going to suggest pickle. That's my input. Right,
funny.
So people are they're obsessed with it to some degree. I mean, it's candy. There's every aspect of life. There's fun movies and scary movies and clothes and everything. Parties. And there's more activity. And it just conjures up spirits that might be, quiet, if you want to call it that, get activated. And some of them like it, too. Some of them like Halloween and scaring people.
Yeah. Now, I've often heard, and maybe it's just an urban legend, but it's definitely played up a lot in books and TV shows and in movies, that on Halloween, the quote-unquote veil between the spirit world and our living world is at its thinnest or even dropped. And is that something that's real? How does that work? I mean, you talk to spirit guides and you do readings for people, helping them contact loved ones who have passed on. In your experience, is the veil a real thing, and is it actually dropped on Halloween?
I don't know where the idea of the veil came about, but I have never seen the veil. To me, it's I go back and forth from the spirit world easily. And by the way, you were talking about dead relatives and spirit guides and so on. That is different from ghosts. Do you know the difference between a spirit and a ghost?
No, I don't.
A lot of people don't. All right, a spirit is a guide, or a spirit is someone who has gone through that tunnel experience. I had a near-death experience at one point, and I did that. And you go up to the other side of the tunnel, and you meet up with God and former family members and people from history that you've known, and you process your life, and you're up there waiting to come back. But a ghost is someone who is afraid, usually, to admit that he or she is dead. They've died quickly or violently. Through murder, through
some sort of tragedy,
suicide, car accident, nasty airplane crashes, and they don't recognize that they're dead. Now, it's really usual, not good, but usual for people who die quickly or violently, that are young and healthy and so on, to hang around for a while and be in that state of not understanding that they're dead. If it goes on for a couple or a few decades, that's when you can start calling them a ghost. They just haven't, they don't want to go to the other side anymore. Mafiosi, people that had a strong religious upbringing, are often afraid to see what they're going to face on the other side.
Interesting. Now, if we have loved ones who have died through some sort of tragic means, does that mean that there is no hope for them to ever actually transition fully into...
No, great question. Great question. They're spirit guides. We all have them. Even ghosts have them. They just don't want to admit it. Even spirits of any sort have spirit guides. And someone who, think of airplane crashes where there are a lot of people in their 20s and 30s and they're all going on, whoever it is, they're going on vacation, they're going to go see family members, they've got business to do. They're going to hang around for a little while, usually in the cluster of people they died with. But their spirit guides will keep after them until they can get them to go through that tunnel experience and finally admit it that they're not coming back.
Right.
I worked with somebody this week who was a therapist and very famous, and he went to the doctor. He wasn't feeling well. They put him in the hospital, and he died 3 weeks later this week. And he just did not want to go because he kept thinking about his patients and things he had to do and things he hadn't said to his family members who were on the East Coast and trying to get out here. And he just would not go. So, I just dealt with that this week myself.
And you often hear stories where people remain until it's really, until they have, you know, finished their unfinished business. And you hear stories about that, but that's really, that's so interesting. So Victoria Bullis joins us now, friend of the show and psychic and our spiritual advisor here on DJB. For Halloween, are there any don'ts that you would advise people to not do? I mean, walking around a cemetery, okay. Ghost hunting, if you try to, you know, talk to some spirits or communicate. There are a lot of amateur ghost hunters out there and tons of TV shows about it. But are there anything you would caution people away from?
Yeah, just as you said, stay away from cemeteries.
Really?
There's some weird stuff there. And, you know, if people like to have seances, and you mentioned the word amateur, if there's somebody that's not really professional doing seances, don't go. I suggest just go have fun, go to some theme park, dress up, have parties, and stay away from places that you know or have heard are haunted. You can pick up stuff that hangs around you, you know, and you can even get possessed. I'm serious.
That's exactly why I was asking. Now I've heard from a lot of ghost hunting stories and shows that the Ouija board is off limits, right?
Ouija board, oh my God, they work. The Ouija boards do work. You will connect with some spirit. The thing is, you don't know if it's a good one or not a good one.
Right.
And most likely it won't be, because the spirit world, the good ones, spirit guides, don't want to come through that way. They want people to stay away from it, so they stay away from it.
That's so interesting. It's funny, you hear the, and it's a children's game. That's what always, I can't,
I know.
You know, if you're in a toy store, you walk by and you see the Ouija board and it seems so harmless, but if there is such a thing as having negative spirits or negative entities attaching to you through the Ouija board, I mean, some people welcome that, but that's probably not something you should really mess with.
Absolutely. And you know, you just brought up something about that's a children's game. Well, so are masks that are grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the blood hanging down and an eye hanging out. And kids wear that stuff. I kind of think it'd be better to stick with fun stuff and not the ghoulish stuff.
Yeah.
That's me, though.
Now, one last question. For Halloween, we're talking with Victoria Bullis, our psychic advisor on the DJV show. Are there certain places beyond cemeteries, but I mean, are there certain places that tend to have more spiritual activity, paranormal activity? Like New Orleans comes to mind. Are there certain cities that you've been to where you feel there's more energy?
New Orleans probably comes to mind first, because people just love that stuff there.
Yeah.
And there's a town in California, Petaluma. It's right next to the wine country area. And I was asked to do a ghost walk about 20-some years ago in Petaluma. That place is so haunted. Every porch had a few ghosts. And that's where I learned that ghosts travel. I saw a Russian ghost. I saw Middle Eastern ghosts. They travel. They cluster with their friends from, I guess, other lifetimes, or just
right.
People that they like, and they hang out. Petaluma is possessed beyond belief.
Wow. Petaluma, California. That's all right. Well, for the ghost hunters out there, maybe you want to set your sights on Petaluma, California for Halloween this year.
Stay away from New Orleans. That place freaks me out.
I am such a huge fan of New Orleans, and I always do feel like there's a different energy there, but I, in a good way, I love it. But the only time I've ever gone on an amateur ghost hunt was in New Orleans. I was with my best friend. We went on a girls' trip, and we stayed at a very old hotel that is rumored to be haunted by Spanish soldiers from the 1700s. So we wandered around the hallways at 3 o'clock in the morning. We didn't find anything, so I was hoping.
Yes, you did.
I was hoping that we would, but I didn't see anything, so.
Yes, you did.
Really?
you didn't perceive it, but you encountered them, and one stayed with you. It was a woman, probably a prostitute for the Spanish soldiers. Yes, it was. And she stayed with you for over a year. You don't know what you came away with on that trip.
I took a prostitute home with me? Boy, that's a souvenir I didn't anticipate. Oh, that is so great. Well, wow, thank you so much. I'm glad to know that now. I hope she's passed on and she's moved on to someone else more fun, because I don't live that exciting of a life. So.
She has, a long time ago.
Well, Victoria Bullis, thank you so much. We've got some great Halloween tips. You can follow Victoria Bullis on Twitter, at Victoria Bullis, and you can also check her out on her website, victoriabullis.com. That's B-U-L-L-I-S. And happy Halloween. Everyone be safe. Take all of Victoria's tips to heart. She knows what she's talking about. She is the best. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Victoria Keelan, and we'll be right back with more.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower with a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration. You just rub it in and pat dry, no need to rinse off. This Wet Skin Moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties, helps skin look four times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us, and that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Theme. If you like Halloween and if you like scary movies, you know this is the theme from one of the scariest movies of all time. It's 53 past the hour. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Right now, it's just Victoria, me. Jen's on her way to her next job. Doug's on vacation in England, so it's just me and our movie guru, Chuck Curry. Chucker.
What's going on? How are you?
Good. So tell us, if for people who don't know, what is this theme song to?
It's an interesting... Well, it's The Exorcist from 1973, one of the great... I think the greatest horror movie ever made, and also one of the best movies ever made. Features a terrific performance by a guy named Jason Miller, who played Father Karras in the film. His son actually is Jason Patrick, for those who don't know that. Yes, his son is Jason Patrick. Great character, great performance. And that theme song was titled Tubular Bells. It was written by an English musician named Mike Oldfield. He wrote it when he was 19 years old in 1972, and the director of The Exorcist, William Friedkin, liked that theme. It's a piano solo so much that he used it in the opening sequence of The Exorcist, and it's a perfect match, that theme and the movie, and really good stuff.
It really is. you know, I had a big phobia of scary movies. I just, if I see something that's scary, it stays with me way too long, and I don't sleep at night, and I have nightmares. I'm just a big chicken. But last year, my boyfriend was like, all right, you're going to conquer your fear, and we're going to ramp up, and we're going to do a terror triumph. And so we started simply with Poltergeist, which is basically a kid's movie, so that wasn't scary.
That's a good movie. It's a really good movie, though.
It's a good movie, and then we went to the original Halloween 1 and Halloween 2, which I really liked. The culmination was The Exorcist. And I have to say, I loved this movie. I thought everything about it was so cool and so original and so well done. And it made me want to, like, drive to Georgetown down in D.C. and see where the actual house is. Because I think they filmed it in D.C., right?
They did. They did. Absolutely.
And the thing is,
when The Exorcist came out in 1973, that was a time when you didn't have multiplexes. Movies didn't play on 3,000-plus screens. The Exorcist probably played on about 250 to 400 screens nationwide, and in places like Manhattan and New York City, you had lines literally around the block waiting to get in. And the after effect, because people were not as desensitized as they are to now to horror and graphic images in 2016, so in 1973, this movie had a very powerful psychological effect on the masses of moviegoers who went to see that film. I did a revival showing last year at my local community theater. The film is every bit as good now as it was in 1973. So there you have it. Some other movie news. Universal Pictures has put out a major casting call looking for a 9 to 10-year-old actress for Jurassic World 2. And the bottom line is, what is Jurassic Park or Jurassic World without little children running from dinosaurs?
That is so true. You know, I mean, I love the Jurassic Park movies. I haven't seen Jurassic World. I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I thought they did a really good job on it.
It's such a great movie franchise. Does Steven Spielberg have anything to do with it anymore?
He's a producer. He's a producer. I mean, he probably has some creative control, but most of it is left in the hands of the director. Colin Trevino directed the last installment. I believe he will not be back to direct this part two, but will be in producer. But from what I hear, they're going to make two more Jurassic World movies. So they had the trilogy already planned out. Other movie news, DreamWorks moving ahead with a Shrek 5. Good news for Eddie Murphy. He'll probably get a big payday as a voiceover work, as a voice of Donkey. He did a movie called Mr. Church, which came out last month. I went to see it at my local art house theater. I thought it was pretty good, but the movie only made about $1 million at the box office. I think maybe it's time for Eddie Murphy to get back to a fourth Beverly Hills Cop movie, which has been rumored for the last 10 years, but has since not materialized. And I just want to point out real quick, I know we brought it up yesterday, but the internet, somewhat of an internet backlash still continues on that Sunday night episode of The Walking Dead. A few parental guidance groups have gotten involved and wrote a letter to AMC requesting, and they want the MA, which is mature audience of 17 right. only, to be raised to a stronger content after that Sunday night episode. Having said that, I think the core audience of the comics that watch The Walking Dead loved every minute of what they saw Sunday night, but I think the casual viewer was somewhat shocked by how graphic that episode turned out. I'm a fan. I loved it, but having said that, I do believe from a point of view, a business model point of view from AMC, I am a little bit surprised that they allowed that episode to be that strong.
Yeah. I didn't see it, but it definitely sounded like it was very graphic, and I'll take your word for it. Chuck Curry, our movie guru, joins us every day at 53 past the hour. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Victoria.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop.
And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.